Go ahead and, great, it's working. Okay, so today is November 11th, 2010. We're doing lesson number 89, lengthening the arms. You need something, or are you just going to sign in? Okay. So take a moment to lie there on your back and begin, as we always do, is to just observe and notice how you're lying there today or this evening. And for those of you that this is your first time, I will take you through what we call like a body scan to start the lesson. And that's drawing your awareness and your attention onto yourself and noticing how you're lying on the floor. And so let's start up at your head and just first noticing the back of your head and how it's resting on the floor. And then traveling down to your shoulders and noticing how your shoulders are resting. And in this awareness, you may notice one shoulder feels like it rests more comfortably on the floor. The other shoulder might feel higher. And all you're doing is noticing. You're not changing. You're not trying to fix it. You're just becoming aware. And with awareness, I think my favorite word is to have curiosity with it. Like, oh, this is interesting. This tells me something about me. So I like that word a lot, curiosity. And then continue to notice then now your spine. How much of your spine do you sense in between your shoulder blades? And then as you travel down to your lower back and down to your pelvis. And then when you come to your pelvis, you've got two sides of your pelvis, just like the shoulder blades. And again, notice, do you rest evenly on both sides, or is one side up, or one leg might feel longer? You might feel rotated. And then how your legs are lying on the floor. So again, one leg might feel longer, or you might feel one leg feel shorter. One leg might turn out more than the other. And then now bring your awareness onto your breathing. And there's four parts to your breathing, just to introduce for those of you that are, again, new for your first time. So there's first what we call your inhalation. So you take a breath in. And if you notice at the very end of your inhalation, there's a pause. And we need that pause so that you can transition into exhalation. And at the end of your exhalation, there's also a pause. So again, not changing anything about your breathing. There's no correcting. It's simply just becoming aware of how is your breathing for you tonight. What is your inhalation like? The pause, the exhalation, and the pause. And sometimes a nice way to observe your breathing is to even put a count or a number to it. So you could just notice as you're inhaling, the inhale, is it 4 counts or 6 counts? And then noticing with your exhale, the counts that you would give to the exhale. And again, just observing, is the inhale longer than the exhale? Or maybe your exhale is longer than your inhale? Maybe they're exactly the same. And none of it doesn't matter. It's just all about having your awareness of what is for you. And we'll check in at the end of the lesson to see if it changes. Now, go ahead and bend your knees, and you're going to bring your feet to a standing position. Okay? And once your feet are standing, we're going to start to do the movement of the pelvic tilt. So just for you, Chuck, you've got your clock on the ceiling. So if everybody wants to imagine a clock on the ceiling, and again, for those of you that are new, 12 o'clock would be, let's say, up towards your head, and we'll put 6 o'clock towards your feet. So that would put 3 o'clock over here onto the right and 9 o'clock to the left. So when you start to tilt your pelvis, if you tilt it towards 12, you're flattening the lower back. And then you start to tilt your pelvis forward and taking your pubic bone forward towards your knees and the space in between your knees to arch your lower back, that would be 6 o'clock. And remember, there's no lifting. So we're not lifting, it's just tilting. That's it. And the most important direction is to tilt forward towards 6. We're all really good at flattening and rounding the lower back. Excellent. And as you do the movement just a few more times, notice, nice Steve, notice what's happening with your head, right? So that as you tilt the pelvis forward towards 6 o'clock, it pulls your head down. And then as you flatten your back, your head grows tall. Good. Now, just stay in this position, but pause for a moment. And you're going to bring your hands up to get a hold of your head. It's kind of a strange position. So your thumbs are going to be in front of your ears. And your fingers are behind your head. Okay? There you go. And so it's kind of a hold to think about that you're going to lengthen your head even more. So begin to tilt your pelvis again. And as the back flattens, think of your hands like if you were going to pull your head off. I hate to say that, but right, that you could actually lengthen a little bit more using those hands. Right? And then on the return, going to 6 o'clock, your hands and head just go for the ride. So again, there's no lifting. It's just like thinking of a pull, like if you could just give your neck a little bit more traction. That's it. What's your first name again?
Scott.
Scott? Scott. Scott, you're doing beautiful. Great. Nice, Laura. Good. And just notice, is there a tendency for you to hold your breath or clench your jaw? Is there any tension with this that you can let go of? Really nice. Now, can you remove your hands and continue the same movement, and in your mind, in your thought, that you can get the same length, that you really don't need your hands there. So again, as the pelvis goes towards 6 o'clock, can your head and neck really still continue to grow and get tall and lengthen without the hands? That's it, Laura. That's it, Sue. Good. Okay, and let that go and lengthen your legs, bring your arms down and rest on your back. Okay, and now this time you're going to bend just your right leg and bring the right foot to stand. And you're going to bring your arms above your head. And with your right hand, you're going to get a hold of your left hand below the wrist. So your left hand actually make a slight fist, and that's it. You grab below. Good. Okay? Now you're going to begin this next movement by a familiar move, which is to push your right foot into the floor. Most of you know this. And you're going to start to roll your pelvis to the left. Okay? And there's a constraint. So a constraint means that something you cannot do, which is let the knee fall over to the left side. So your right knee always stays pointed towards the ceiling. So you roll the pelvis. So what you're learning to do is differentiate the pelvis from your hip joint. So you push the right foot, beautiful Scott, and you roll the pelvis to the left, okay? Now, as you continue to do that, you're going to start to, at the same time, pull on your left arm so that your left armpit gets long so that you truly could roll all the way onto your left side. That's it, Dave. But that right knee always stays pointed towards the ceiling. That's it, Chuck. So you pull on that arm and your face rolls. Okay. So go ahead. Roll the pelvis. There you go. Now, can this arm be by your side?
Yeah.
Can this be like here? You just can't raise it above you?
I can't have it flat like that.
Okay. We'll get you there. That's it. And keep this up. That's it. So feel in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Roll. That's it. And push with the foot and roll with the pelvis. And let's see, can we even have it there?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. There. So continue to roll onto your left. Sometimes I need to modify things for, that's it. And let your head roll onto that left arm. That's it, Sue. But don't lose that right foot. That's it. That's it, Scott. So your head comes completely to rest onto your left arm. That's it, Laura. There you go. That's it. And when you roll back, take your time. You know, don't just flop back onto your back, but use that right leg to control the return. Good. Okay. Nice. And when you get back on your back, let it go. Straighten your right leg. And just notice already what feels different. Let your arms rest down by your side. And go ahead and bend your left knee. Bring your left foot to standing. Bring your arms above you. So this time you're going to make a fist with your right hand and get a hold of it with the left. Beautiful. Okay? And you'll start to push your left foot into the floor, and you all now know the constraint. So for Steve and Scott that are new, you'll see how quickly your brain learns, right? Because you already now know what to do. So you keep the knee pointed towards the ceiling and you're rolling the pelvis. So it's a huge differentiation in the hip joint. What everybody else wants to do is move their leg around instead of moving their pelvis around their leg. But everything that we do is about moving the pelvis around the leg. And as you continue to roll onto your right side, right, you roll all the way onto the right arm, your head. That's it. Well, you two can do it on the right side, but not so well on the left side. You've got buddies over here. So, what's great about this is that as you're rolling to the right, for you guys, that's it, Steve, it's just feel, and you, Chuck, What makes it possible? Just feel how this is possible. Because as soon as your brain learns it's possible on this side, it becomes possible on the other side. Nice, Dave. That's it, Laura. Great. That's it. Maybe just do the movement one more time. And I really like how all of you are now controlling your return back onto your back. So your belly pushes out. That's it, Chuck. That's it. Great. And then when you come back onto your back, go ahead and rest. So each time that we come to the resting, that means to bring your arms down by your side, your legs long. And it's an opportunity to just rest. Now, since that was the easier side for, especially easier for a few people, let's go back to that side. So let's bend the left leg, bring the left foot up to standing again. Bring your arms above you. Right hand makes a fist. Get a hold of with the left, okay? So this time you're going to push your left foot into the floor. You're going to roll to the right, and you're going to stay there. So you truly want to be lying on the entire right side, and your head is resting on your right arm. Okay? And you use the left leg to stabilize you. That's why it's got to be standing. Now you're going to bend your right forearm, okay? That's from the hand to the elbow, up towards the ceiling now. There you go. So you almost make like a little pouch or a little place right for your head to rest on. So your head's resting on the upper part of your arm. And in this position, you're going to start to lift by pulling on the right arm. Lift your whole head, lift the right arm, even the shoulder girdle up. That's it. That's it. Slowly, and go back down. And the more that you think of this movement coming from the ribs on the bottom side. Is this familiar, Chuck and Mona? We're revisiting some of this again. That's it. So the ribs on the downside below the shoulder blade needs to press into the floor to lift. And you really need to let your head rest on your arm. Otherwise, your neck will hurt. I promise you. So you really need to check in with yourself and make sure that you're completely letting your head rest on that right arm. Now make the movement smaller because some of you are starting to wiggle all over the place. Some of you are rolling backwards, right? So you don't want to roll backwards at all. You want a pure lateral. That's better, Julie. So can you think of the left elbow lifting straight to the ceiling, right? Don't let it go behind you. Don't let it come in front of you, but that's it, Dave, straight to the side. So on the left side, you do feel that the ribs come together. Good. I know, this is one of the harder movements. Very nice, Sue. Nice, Scott. That's it. Okay. That's it, Dick. Okay, and everybody slowly let that go. Roll onto your back and really be slow with lowering your arms down. So when we have our arms above our heads like this, really take your time to bring everything down to rest. And just start to notice what feels different, especially along the right side. Underneath that right armpit in those ribs. It's an area that is often very tight and tense, especially for those of you that have shoulder issues, right? That armpit area's all clustered up. That's what it does to protect the shoulder. So before we go to the other side, visualize yourself doing the movement on the other side. And I'm doing this for those of you that have the shoulder injuries. So see yourself being able to come onto the left side. And if you want, you can go ahead and bend your right leg to bring it to standing. We'll just start with that part. And then you can imagine that your arms are above you. And then you can imagine pushing the right foot into the floor and rolling to the left, coming to lie on that left side. And then how you would place your head on the left upper arm, and then the left elbow directed towards the ceiling would lift up because you're pulling on that wrist with the right arm. So see if you can see in your mind this left side opening up underneath the armpit. And it may be, for those of you again that have an injury, is it fuzzy? Is it hard to get an image of that? Because if you haven't been lifting your arm above your head, that could be real tough. Could be like the chicken leg woman over here, right, Chuck? I'm never going to forget you, Mona. You were like my star. Mona was my star in the workshop. You were. You're incredible. She was just incredible. I mean, if I was to have anybody really get the workshop, she like articulated it so well. So maybe she'll share it with you at the end. It was really wonderful. Okay, so go ahead and bring the arms up. So, right, you're going to make a fist with the left hand. You get a hold of with the right. Go ahead and push your right foot into the floor. Start to roll over onto that left side. And you may need to do it a couple times before you really get comfortable that you can allow your head to really roll, that's nice, Dick, onto that right arm. Remember, you keep that left leg, or the right leg, excuse me, standing. That's your stability. So once you're over there and your head is really, really resting, no work with your head. You bend the left lower part of the arm up towards the ceiling, and then using the right hand, you pull on that left wrist. It lifts the head. But what you're really thinking about is on the bottom side. That's beautiful, Stephen Chuck. You're thinking about those ribs below the shoulder blade. That's what presses into the floor. That pops you up. There you go. Who said you had a shoulder problem? Right? You can't leave here with a problem. I won't let you. That's right. That's it. So for Steve and Scott, you guys that are new, if you get something else moving, it frees up whatever's the problem. It's almost like tricking the body, but you're not really tricking. That's it. Nice. So again, make sure that that right elbow is directed towards the ceiling. It's not going behind you. So make it smaller. That's it. Make it smaller. That's better. Because a big movement is completely useless if it's not efficient. Beautiful, Dick. Just beautiful. Feel what that's doing in between your shoulder blades. Nice. Okay. Awesome, Chuck. Okay, taking your time, slowly roll back onto your back. Straighten the right leg and then bring your arms down to rest. Okay, so let's see if you can now bring your arms above you, lengthened, and make a fist with the left hand, get a hold of with the right, that's it. And we're going to like kind of alternate these two movements. So bend your right leg to start with, And you're going to bend your right leg and roll yourself to the left, pulling on the left arm. And then you'll come back onto your back. You will change your hands, the holding of your hands, change the legs, and then roll to the right. So you roll first to the left. That's it, Scott. Slowly come back. Change the legs. Change the arms. So now you grip the right wrist. Push the left leg into the floor and roll. That's it. And each time that you're rolling, you're lengthening that arm, the side that you're rolling onto. So you really want to be able to have the entire armpit flat. So everybody can, and then go back, Scott, to the other side. That's it. So you really make sure you're pulling. And now as you're doing that, can you also in your mind think that your head is lengthening too? Remember the earlier movement where we pulled on your head and that got tall? So can you just think it? Think, oh gee, that's happening too. Literally, the pushing of your foot makes the spine get tall. So you can think, as I push the foot, the whole spine and my head grows tall as it rolls onto each arm. Great. And then somehow you notice your breathing. That's it. Good. And wherever you are, finish that last movement and then come back to your back to rest on your back. And now is just a good time to take a moment to really notice how are those shoulders lying now on the floor, the shoulder blades? How's the pelvis resting? How is your breathing? So we're going to take this same movement, but we're just going to change the movement in space. So but in saying that, what that means is you're going to roll to your side and you're going to come up to what I call a knight position. So your right foot will be standing and your left knee will be down. So everybody go ahead and roll to your side. Okay. And then you're going to bring the arms up again. And your right hand is going to get a hold of the left hand below the wrist. You make a light fist, not clenching, but a light fist with your left hand. Yeah? Okay. And what's important with this is that you don't have your right foot close into the left, right? They've got to be a nice distance apart for balance. And this is a lot to do with skiing. So in this position, you're going to do the same movement of pulling and lengthening the arms up, coming towards your right foot, as if you were going to step on the right foot and lift the left knee. You just want to barely lift the left knee and come back down. The left foot is flat. Okay, so there's no hurry with this. Okay, and the other thing that's important is to look up towards your where you're wanting to lift. If you're looking down, it's going to work against you. So imagine that your head is being pulled, your arms are being pulled, and you're literally lifting your rib cage off of your pelvis. Because our rib cage gets so squashed all day long. That's it. There you go. That's it, Dave. Now you see, Chuck, why I said those other things you were doing, don't do too many of them. Because this is just, that's it. Beautiful, beautiful, Mona. Just, that's enough. Just all you want to do is if you could just slide a piece of paper. I know, it's tiring. This is like as hard as Feldenkrais gets, right? Right?
No.
No, it's been harder before?
Yeah, touching his thumb to his pinky, that's...
Oh, we did that in 2 minutes.
I still can't do it.
That's
now
it.
You're making me
okay. So pause, go ahead and lie on your back and rest. So most of you know, right, we go to something really difficult in the lesson, right? So be grateful. We're at the, the difficult point. So those of you that are new, you'll see when something's really difficult and we go back to something earlier, it will be so much easier. But again, this is kind of the phenomena with this work. It's like, well, how can coming to this night position make something else easier when something's more difficult? But it opens up something to have more availability. But isn't it interesting how much more difficult it is to do that movement when you're upright than lying on your back? None of you had trouble on your back, right? Okay. Come up again. This time the left foot will be standing and you'll be on your right knee. I'm not going to demonstrate because I'm staying off the right knee. Bring the arms above you, and this time you'll make a fist with the right hand and the left hand will grab below. And you're looking up, so the more you look up towards the ceiling and you imagine that you're pulling your head, you're pulling your rib cage, and that pulls on the pelvis. Because, see, we're not used to using the upper body to move the lower body. That's beautiful, Laura. So that's it, Julie. Look up and let it come up. There you go. And the more that you think of your chest being lifted, the easier it is. So that rib cage has to come forward. That's it. That's it, Dave. That's it, Sue. Now, Scott, look up. Look up. Take your chin up. Up, up. There you go. Think up, not down. There you go. I mean, if somebody handcuffed you and hooked you to a crane and it would pull you up, I don't know, I like visualizations, so whatever works, right? So if you think of something like that, like literally, what if something was hooked onto your arms and pulling you up, and you had no other option but to go up?
A ski boat.
Okay. A ski boat, would that be up towards the ceiling? That'd be in front of you, and then your face would be in the water. You'd be sucking a lot of water. I'd feel like I was drowning. That's it, Steve. That's right. There. Now notice how different the two sides are, right? Why is it so different? Now, change over your hands. Don't change the legs. This gets super hard. Right? It does. It's totally awkward. Now you see, it's totally awkward because it's the relationship of the pelvis with the rib cage. It's totally foreign. Okay, change over the legs now. So keep the arms the way they were, but now we'll change over the legs, and this will be easy now. This will go, then we'll, it'll get easier. It gets lighter. Huh? Think up. Up. And you're kind of diagonally, a little bit coming like Dave, right? There you go, towards me. Now try it with the arms changed. Make it harder. See, only when we're kids do we make things harder. We don't like to do that as adults anymore. Then if you make it harder and then go back to the ear, that's it, Mona. Okay, rest. I know, this is the hardest part. Everything will be just easy breezy from this point on. But I want you to think, because I've got a lot of smart people in here, thinking why, when you're lying on your back, is it so much easier? And we're now going to change the position a little bit more that's going to make it easier, somewhere in between the last movement and lying on your back. So I want you to percolate. I want you to start thinking, why is it when you're on the knee and the one knee and foot, why is that the hardest? Just a thought. Something to think about. What'd you say?
Gravity.
You're
lifting all your body
weight. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to see. This will blow your mind. So roll to your side. You know how I like to do that. I do. I love it. Okay, roll to your side, and let's have now the side sitting position. So let's have your left leg bent in front and your right leg bent behind. Bring the arms up. The left hand's going to make a fist, and the right hand gets a hold of it. That's it, Dick, right? So side sitting, yep.
Left leg in front.
Left leg in front, right leg bent behind. There you go, Julie. Arms up, left hand is a fist, right hand below the wrist. Now, in this position, you got to bend your knee out. Thank you. Okay, you're going to lift yourself up again, and you're going to come up onto your knees. Does that sound too hard? There you go, Julie. Ah! And go back down. That's it. Okay, that's it. Come up and reverse it. Now, see how much easier this is? So, there's something that you're doing in this movement that you couldn't really do when you were already standing on your knees. Anybody got it? Your pelvis, exactly. So you get to move your pelvis, right, from sitting to coming up. Good. Now the next time you're sitting, pause for a moment and place your hands in front of you, okay? And you're going to lean on your hands so that you come up on your knees again. That's it. And now I'm going to have you stay in that position, and you're going to make your legs become like windshield wipers. So what I want you to do is swing the left foot out, right, and the right one in, and then reverse it. Don't change your butt. That's it. You guys can watch Julie. Lean more forward, Julie. Come forward. Your butt more in the air. That's it. There you go. And now pivot the legs. That's it, Dick. But swing that left leg all the way out. Right? So you got to come all the way up. All right. If you start here, you're here. It's not that hard. Windshield wipers. Light, light, light. But if your butt's not up in the air, if you're back here, it's going to be really hard on the knees. So, choop, choop. Swing them back and forth. Quickly. That's it, Sue. Fast, fast. Because this is part of what you need to do for skiing. So make sure, too, your knees are parallel. So pause for a moment. So if you start slipping, re-get yourself back. Because I want you to see how this has to do with skiing. Okay? And you'll notice you're able to pivot the legs easier to one side. But Mona, don't get too far out from yourself. There. So stick your butt out. There. See? You don't go forward. That's it. So which side of the pelvis can you move easier? Right? Do you feel the swing in the pelvis? That's it. This is what you should be able to do for skiing. Go more that way. You feel how it's easy? Yeah. That's your easier way. There. See how you scrunch on this side? Now scrunch on the other side.
I didn't know until you told me.
That's my job. Beautiful, beautiful, Scott. So what you should feel in the rib cage is you scrunch on each side, right? And the scrunching should be equal because that was what you want to do with your skiing. There you go. Okay, now let's go back to, I think we had the right leg bent behind and the left leg bent in front. Bring the arms up again, and let's just see if it's easier to lift yourself up. Come up, that's it, and then go back down. And do it again. So this is going to help your skiing. Come up, that's it. Now try to do it, Laura, without leaning so far forward. Try to really come straight. You weren't leaning so far forward, but really try to come straight up. And then go back. That's it. Beautiful, Mona. That's it, Sue. Good. Now, the next time you're up, can you pivot the feet and swing them to the other way and then come down, but keep the arms the same? Come up. So you just each time change the feet over. That's it, Julie. This is preparing you for skiing. That's it. That's what you need to be able to do, because you swing the legs, but you want to keep the upper body, the rib cage, the trunk, tall and long. And then you'll never have pressure in your knees. Come on up. You can do it. Up. There you go. Now swing the legs the other way. There you go. That's it. And then come up. There you go. Okay, rest on your back. I know it's, if you need to fold your mats up for your knees, we're going to come back to it one more time. Do so. Go ahead and rest on your back. Now you'll really want to rest. So seriously, this is a more challenging lesson. Rarely, right, Julie, do we get our, and Laura, get your heart rate really going in a Feldenkrais class. But it is possible. It is possible. It's kind of amazing that a movement like this would get your heart rate up. Okay, so let's have you roll to your side and come up to sitting, this time with the right leg bent in front and the left leg bent behind. You'll make a fist with the right hand and get a hold of with the left. Okay, so right leg bent in front, left leg behind, and you pull up, you look up, and you come up onto the knees, and then you sit back down. And for each person, it's going to be very different. And that tells you about your organization in your pelvis and your hip joints, why one side is more difficult. But I'm doing all this kind of getting us ready for ski season. So you're just flowing down the slopes. That's it. Now, can you pull up, keep the arms the same, and then pivot the legs? So all you do is start to change the legs. And now, there you go, and then go back down. And try not to drop down. Right? So the more that you think of something pulling on you, the more you can just delicately, that's it, lower the pelvis, Chuck, instead of dropping it. That's it. There you go. That's it, Steve. There. And then pivot the legs. The next time you come up, swing the legs to the other side and go back down. Yeah, it's that left hip joint for you. Beautiful job. Okay, rest on your back. We won't come back on your knees again. Well, actually, we're going to come back to the night position, I think, once. Why are your feet? Because you're probably clenching in your feet instead of your jaw. Or maybe both. So, whenever, if there's tension, you would clench in the feet.
Better than between the ears.
So then what I would do is go back to the movement where you're on like your knees and hands and doing the windshield wiper movement and then lifting the pelvis, swinging the legs, and get that super smooth.
Start it in the windshield position.
Yes. Start that. When that gets really smooth, then the feet won't cramp. Okay, so let's go back to bending just the left knee. Bring the left foot to standing. Please bring your arms above your head. get a hold of your right wrist with your left hand. Make a fist with your right hand. There you go. And let's just revisit this movement. So you gently push your left foot into the floor. Remember, your knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. You roll onto the right. You bring your head onto that arm. And you can even try to lift your head if you want to do that movement. And this should be so much easier. And then you roll back again. Is it lighter? Is it easier? Uh-huh. This should feel like a piece of cake now. So you just do that a few times of really rolling. And most importantly of anything is that you can roll completely onto your right side, that armpit now is really flat, that you can rest your head comfortably on your right arm, the upper part of your right arm. Yeah, so and then if you're going to do the lift, just do it once and then roll back to your back. You know, don't do it several times, but just have it as one flowing movement. That's it, Sue. Good. And then the next time that you come to your back, go ahead and pause. Bring your arms down, your legs down to rest. And then go ahead and bend your right knee. Bring your right foot to standing. Lengthen your arms above you. You make a fist with the left hand. Your right hand gets a hold of the left wrist. And as you push your right foot into the floor, you start to roll all the way onto your left side. And lo and behold, my guys back here with the shoulder issues are doing fabulous. You're able to lengthen that left arm and armpit completely. And if you feel like doing the last little bit of lifting the head, if you don't want to, that's fine. Just do the rolling. Do what makes you feel satisfied and with ease. Bless you. That's it, Mona. Good. Beautiful. And then the next time you come to your back, go ahead and straighten your right leg, lower your arms, and again, rest on your back. Now, one last movement on your back is to bend your knees, bring your feet back up to standing, and go back to the movement of tilting your pelvis, bring your clock back into your mind's eye that's up on the ceiling, and again, it's a tilt. There's no lifting. You go from flattening your lower back, which I call 12 o'clock, to then pushing the pubic bone forward and arching, going towards 6 o'clock. And what you're looking for and noticing is now the quality of the movement. The quality, the range, and now the connection with your head. Why don't you go a little bit more this way? There you go. Keep going. Let your belly come out. There you go.
And then. Extend that then.
Yep, you really go for it. You push out and down as far as you can go. That's it. Yes, yeah, your whole back, and feel how your chin pulls into your chest. And then again, notice when you go to that 6 o'clock how your head grows tall, right? It gets long. You don't even need to pull on it now. So is it getting longer than you ever imagined? Right? So by raising your arms and all that lengthening of the rib cage has freed something up in between the shoulder blades and in the upper thoracic spine. Good. Okay, and then let that go. Straighten your legs and rest. And as you're resting on your back now, take the time to notice, what is your contact like now with the floor? Remember when we observed each shoulder blade and how each shoulder blade was resting on the floor? What's changed now? What's changed on the front side where the clavicles are and the way that your arms lie along your side? And then as you continue to observe and notice this upper part of your body, the chest, shoulder area, upper back, notice your breath and your breathing now. And as you take a breath in, the inhalation, see if you can now feel how even the clavicles move up and down. That your breath even travels into the area under your armpits and into your back. And I always say, if you can't feel it, you just hallucinate it. You start to imagine that your breath travels to all these areas now. And then also noticing the exhalation. So as you exhale, how the air leaves the area underneath the armpits and the ribs. It leaves the chest. It leaves the belly. Good. And then taking your awareness down to your pelvis, notice how your pelvis is lying on the floor, how your legs are lying on the floor. And noticing how different of a feeling, of an experience that you have of yourself now. How parts of you have become more available into your whole image. If that makes sense. So it's a very different experience than like when you're exercising. Because this method really brings an awareness of your whole self into the present. Okay, so in a moment, we're going to come up, but we're going to use what we did tonight. I'm going to encourage you to use what we did tonight of a way to come up. So first, again, let's have you imagine it. So what you can imagine is that you would roll to one of your sides, and you would bring yourself up to the side sitting position, and then to the knight position that's easiest for you. So really, if you roll to one side and you come to side sitting, it just leads into the knight position. And that you could raise your arms above yourself from the knight position and lengthen up so much that you come all the way up to standing. So just run through that for yourself. See yourself being able to do that. See the lightness of your body lifting up, the effortlessness. And then when you're ready, you know, just pick whichever side you saw in your mind to roll to. Again, you first come to like the side sitting position, and then you come to being on your knees, and then you come to the knight position. Right? It all makes sense, hopefully. And then you come up. That's it, Julie. And then you come up, and then you bring the one leg up to stand. What? That's great. There you go. That's it, Dick. So bring the back leg up to the standing. that one up to standing. There you go. There.
I was trying to levitate
yeah.
back.
There.
Levitate.
And then, how did that go? Was that too hard? You guys did it. Awesome. Okay. So just.
I want to hear Mona's story.
Okay. First of all, before we go to Mona's story, it was a great story, so we will let her share. How's everybody doing? How do you feel? So what I really want you to notice right now is how this upper part of your body is just like lifted off of your pelvis and your legs. So if you just walk a little bit, you're going to feel really light in your legs, right? But again, just in the course of the day, you know, sitting and driving, our ribs just, and gravity, compress on top of the pelvis. So to get all that length in the ribs. Okay, you have to wait till Sue's getting a drink. Mona, are you okay to share your story?
Sure.
Okay, let me stop.